We are talking about The Thin Woman's Brain, Rewiring the Brain for Permanent Weight Loss by Delia Surreal. You are full, you just ate, but you go to a party and there is a table full of mouth-watering food. It smells amazing and looks delicious. You can't help but indulge. If you are the type of person that overindulges when exposed to food, you have what they call an external food sensitivity, a common characteristic of food addicts. Food addicts don't just eat when they're hungry, they experience brain hunger. There's a big difference between brain hunger and physical hunger. Brain hunger is mental and can be triggered by a variety of cues. Common cues are social events like parties, negative emotions, so you're sad or upset, and relating to the senses, the sight or smell of food. Whereas non-addicts can be exposed to the same cues but are able to delay food gratification. They don't put food up on a pedestal and they know if they want it, they can eat it, but when they're actually hungry. Non-addicts are prompted to eat by physical hunger, which has physical symptoms, and addicts are prompted to eat by brain hunger. Do you experience food cravings for specific foods often? If you make special trips to the store to satisfy cravings, get out of bed at 2 a.m. to eat, or hide your candy wrappers from your family so they don't know you overindulged, it's pretty safe to say you're a food addict. See, when we eat, our brain releases dopamine, one of the body's pleasure chemicals, and when you experience a craving, it's actually to satisfy the brain's need for dopamine. Junk food releases significantly more dopamine than natural foods, which is why food addicts crave cookies, not apples. But just like an alcoholic, you can build up your tolerance to food. Therefore, the food addict will need more and more food to experience the same amount of pleasure. This means non-addicts actually get more pleasure from food than food addicts do. How do you stop being a food addict? Delia encourages us to do two main things: change when and how you eat. Some of you may have noticed I left off what to eat. Delia believes you must change your relationship to food for long-term weight loss. Too often, people change what they eat just to lose the weight and then go back to their old ways of eating and gain back all the weight. So her goal is to change how you eat first. Let's start with the four-step process of when to eat. Step one is before you put food in your mouth, ask yourself, am I physically hungry? Is my stomach growling? Am I irritable? Do I have a headache? Or am I experiencing brain hunger and cravings due to food cues? If you're physically hungry, then wait a minute and listen to how to eat mindfully. And if it is food hunger due to brain hunger, check out step number two. Step two is listen to your thoughts about the food. I find it helpful to picture my brain as a child throwing a fit. Listen and give it sympathy, but don't give in because you know if you do, you're training them, or in this case your brain, to throw craving fits to get its way. Name the real need and address it is step three. Are you bored, stressed, tired? Was it the food cues that set you off? Now address that specific need. If you're bored, change activities. Stressed, do another stress-releasing activity like exercise. Also understand this may not be a quick fix. What is causing you to overeat could be something like chronic depression that needs to be addressed by seeking professional help. Now, step four is to measure your progress. In Superhuman by Habit, the author Tynan recommends we measure our progress in adherence to the process, not the product. So don't be overly concerned with the product, which in this case is your weight, but be more focused on sticking to the process, which would be eating when you're physically hungry and eating mindfully. So how do you eat mindfully? Well, food addicts eat fast and they don't even realize when they're full, and being bloated is just common to them. Also, because they're not paying attention when they eat more than they need to just to get the food experience. Mindful eating is secure. Step one is to choose a place to eat that has limited distractions. While you eat, you want to focus on the eating experience. Don't eat while working, watching TV, or driving. Distracted eating leads to overeating. Step two is to try and use as many of your senses as you can with each and every bite. Take small baby bites and notice how does it smell, taste, feel, look, sound. Chew slowly and thoroughly with each bite. Step three is between every bite, take a break. So put down your eating utensil, take a deep breath, or a little drink of water. Step four is to stop eating when the food loses its taste. Our body takes some time to realize it's full. So when the food starts to lose its taste, that's our body's signal, you're full. Once you have implemented eating mindfully and only when you're physically hungry, it's time to make healthier food choices. For more on what to eat to nourish your body, check out my review of Food Rules. If you are a food addict, I highly recommend you purchase this book. She also has a weight loss app, so check that out. Please do the actualization worksheet, and let's end with a quote. This program is not something that you can commit to halfway and still expect to return to eating like a naturally thin woman. If these concepts speak to you, you must commit yourself wholeheartedly, and your investment will eradicate overeating once and for all. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.